Deer Decoys, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. What with hunting season on, I called up Sportsman's Warehouse sales associate, Tim Delaney, to ask him about deer decoys.
I've seen a bunch of elk decoys over here. I've got the Montana decoys. I haven't really paid attention to see if we had any of the deer decoys, to be honest. They've got an elk face over here. It looks like a cow elk. Could be a great Halloween costume.
Yeah.
It'd be the hit of all the parties, right?
But seriously, what's your experience, and what about the experience of your customers?
People talk a lot about them. I've never personally used one. I'm not a fan of hauling any extra stuff, but I know we've got guys that swear by them to get out, even in during the rifle season. It'll sometimes just draw enough of attention that it'll get a bull to slow down in a clearing or something like that. But I'm kind of the old-fashioned guy. I'll go find them and hunt them in their nasty hole. That's what I like to do. Just go after them. Less junk I got to haul, you know.
I can tell you who does use deer decoys. Idaho Fish and Game. Here's Chief Information Officer Mike Demick.
Something that we've been doing for a long, long time. We use those decoys in primarily areas where we receive complaints from landowners. They hear shots at night. They see people spotlighting. They see people basically road hunting. And so it's just something that we do. One is to kind of reduce the crime in those areas.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.